When it comes to the lies and distractions that originate from the liberal left and their allies, you only have three choices. Welcome to the Friday update on the NHC GOP podcast. I'm Rule Sam. As the political race heats up, unsurprisingly, the Democrats, their far-left liberal allies, and the mainstream media are pushing narratives that are, quite frankly, out-and-out lies. They do so because they cannot win on issues that are at the forefront of North Carolinians. This push from the liberal left is neither unexpected nor a surprise. Under President Trump, we endured 4 years of lies about treasonous actions, all of which were debunked. Under President Biden, the press has virtually ignored the failing economy, rising prices, the immigration crisis, and the growing hostility around the world. Here are just three of their latest attempts. First, abortion. When Roe v. Wade was overturned, Democrats went into a tailspin because for the first time, the issue of abortion was going to be decided by voters at the state level. Consequently, we see mailers like this one from North Carolina Rising Majority, a very far-left leaning organization, stating that Mike Lee and the Republican Party want to ban abortion outright, even in the case of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. Mike Lee, the Speaker of the House and the state Republican Party, have both vocally and in writing denied this claim. They have all said that they will uphold the current abortion law here in North Carolina, which was designed and signed into law by Democrats. Second, that we are a threat to democracy. Empowered by President Biden's incredibly divisive and dangerous speech about MAGA Republicans, Democrats across the country have launched campaigns that target Republicans as enemies of our democracy. Just look at the January 6th Capitol riot and insurrection, they say. Just look at how school boards are being threatened by extremist Republican parents, they say. Democracy is at risk because, well, Republicans. Republicans decry and denounce any kind of violence for political gain. The events of January 6th were regrettable. We believe that any participant who broke the law should be held accountable. Was it a political insurrection by the GOP? Far from it. While we were skeptical and remain skeptical of the results of 2020, the GOP stands fast to uphold and protect our Constitution and the laws of our country. We are also a little incredulous at this claim, as for 2 years, cities burned, lives were lost, businesses destroyed, and whole areas of cities were taken over by Democrats and their allies. Yet not one Democrat denounced them, nor stated that these organizations were the threats to democracy. And finally, voter suppression. Amplified by a complicit press, the Democrats maintain that Republicans are trying to suppress the vote of minorities across the country and here in North Carolina by insisting on the use of a photo ID for voting, by limiting the use of mail-in ballots, and by removing the use of ballot harvesting. All of these efforts are designed, they say, so that African Americans and low-income citizens are discouraged or unable to cast their votes. We say that such a response is vacuous at best, racist at worst. Think about all the things we need IDs in order to do or purchase, and you will realize that getting and using an ID for voting is a non-issue. Furthermore, if you are a minority or low income, what the Democrats are saying is that you essentially are not intelligent enough, not resourceful enough, to go and get a free photo ID. Republicans want to make sure our voting system is secure. Voting is a very sacred and important civic responsibility. We do not want to restrict voting in any way. As a matter of fact, in Republican-controlled states across the country, we have increased access to voting. but we want to make sure that every legal vote counts. And part of that is to make sure that voters are citizens of our country, state, and counties, that ballots are handled properly, and mail-in ballots, which have the lowest form of security, are the exception and not the norm. In short, Democrats are lying to you. You do not have to take our word for it, however. In the show notes, we will include links to all the subjects that I have talked about. Please check them out for yourself. But remember at the beginning, I told you that you have three choices. And you do. First, you can decide that it is in fact the Republicans who are intentionally lying to you. If that is the case, don't vote for us. Vote for the party that is being transparent about its motives and telling you the truth. Second, you can decide that while the Republican Party is not intentionally lying to you, we are in fact delusional and not fit for any kind of office. If that is the case, don't vote for us, as any party or person who is so deluded is not fit to govern. Third, you can decide that Republicans are telling you the truth, that we do not want to out and out ban abortion, that we want to protect our country's laws and values, and that we want to make sure that every legal vote counts. If you decide that indeed it is the Democrats and their allies in the press and special interests that are lying to you, then please vote Republican. Allow us to demonstrate the high value we place on parents, on the ability of businesses and individuals to rebuild this nation, on the value of life and the right of every American to have his or her vote be counted properly. If you have any questions about this or any other podcast, or where the Republican Party wants to go, please get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you. For the NHC GOP podcast, I am Rule Sample. Thanks for listening.